There are no sins without a cause, and a religion without any justification. We still fail to give credit to some of the fiercest female warriors. Whether or not you believe it to be true, Mai Pago, Mata Sumbri, and Bibi Nargi, to name just a few. Sometimes, I wonder, why don't we celebrate their contributions? Why does it seem like their footprints were a nuance? Had we given men and women an equal place on our hearts, we wouldn't have been so much apart. In 1499, Guru Nanak iterated, from her, kings are born, but our minds are still in the blue. You don't have a clue, don't you? Because the definition of a man and a woman has been misconstrued, especially in Sikhi today, of what it means to be a god. We are here today because we want to celebrate Sikh women and their perseverance, to the countless attacks on their appearance, to the countless attacks on their importance, to the countless attacks on their life. The sad thing being, some of us don't see them as strong, brave, independent, and powerful enough. It's as if there's a shackle on their lives for being a woman who has an enormous heart. If I were to put in art, it would take my entire life just to create the anatomy of it. Let's stop the suppression and help each other out, because as Newton's third law states, every action has a reaction. And that reaction constantly questions our compassion, because without compassion, there will be misery. That will put a strain on our history. Our history was about fighting for what was right. Our history was about watching out for the Mughals, who used to kidnap women in the middle of the night. It was then when there was an awakening in the Khalsa Panth. They would go and rescue the innocent. Those were the ethics that inspired individuals to uphold the Sikh values of the Lord and create a bridge between the rich and poor. Those were the values that defined Sikhi. Unfortunately, too many of us have forgotten. But we, as millennials, are far from that obscenity. We can become an incredible community. Let's treat men and women equal. This is not a request, it's the way God created this world. We've evolved so quickly. And one thing we can't simply understand is the importance of equality. This is profanity at its best. But it's also a test of our faith. Let's end the hate and respect all women, because there's no sins without God. Mm.